I just said that there's a young man in the community who's very sick. And people have been misfollowed for him. So he's requested that our learning should be discussed for his recovery. For the Chaim Yichud and the Chanam. We left off in Brochus on that Yudim on the day. We had learned the Gemara on the top of Yudim on the day, so the Gemara had a Machlokes Tanoim exactly how far into Kriya Shema is it necessary to have Kavanah. It means Kavanah finish on me. So one opinion was that only Pasuk Rishon. And that's what Tosfos says. It's second Tosfos from the top of the number. Oh my Lord, I want it to have Nehemiah. The only thing is Kavanah finish on me is in the Pasuk Rishon. The Hachi Gilchus said, the time amongst your love, but the Rubas Yom. And the early said, we passed the Hilchus to Kibash Yom, and our Bible over there. So we passed that brother that the only need Kavanah finish on me was on Pasuk Rishon. Then there was another opinion in the Tanoim that it's necessary to have Kavanah finish on me was up until Al Ravech, the Hapa Sashem Mekhaz Chedak from Chanash for the Chomel Yadecha, one time I hold Washington for the Chomel Yadecha, and then the third, the case is right, and we've been on an hour. Had the Chomel Yadecha, she stayed to Sukkim Lehem and Gabi, Yuch Hashem Yadecha to the Yadecha. Shema Yisroh, the Hapa Sashem Mekhaz, and then the third sheet here, the third part to go to that, the Rashi one. Oh yeah, I'm sure I'm not going to start by them. The first three psukim that said Chabana Shemishan. Then there was a fourth sheet, there was Yochanan Pasuk from that time. The first parasha, that said Chabana Shemishan Shemishan Ira is on the first parasha. But the second parasha, the Hayari Shemaya, you just have to recite it, and there's no need to have the Chabana Shemishan. These are the different sheets of W. So the Gemara has now, let's start. I think we did this, but maybe we'll do it again. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Marukta, Omer Rav Yehuda. I think we may have done it again. How about that? The half part of the book, again. No. Well, the Prophet Chanukah, we left out a little bit. Then you'll find again Omer Rav Nachman over here. Let's see. About 7-8 lines. Yeah, 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Let's review again. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Marukta for Amar Rav Yehuda. Quote to the name of Rav Yehuda. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The seventh wide line. Before the very wide line, the wide lines on Yudim Long Days. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Marukta for Amar Rav Yehuda says in the end, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Al Vavecha Bar Midah. So the person has to recite those two words in Kriya Shema, Bar Midah. What does it mean, Bar Midah? We're going to see in a minute. Read the Gemara, he means to say, well, Krishna, he can recite whatever position he wants, walking, sitting, standing. Only those two words have to be recited by Midah. So that's the Chmishtaf and Sech, it doesn't make sense. Two words in the middle of Krishna have to be recited by Midah. So read the Gemara, Allah Vavecha, talk about two words in the middle of nowhere. But what I mean, what it means is, Alema, Ad Allah Vavecha, Bar Midah, Mikam Yelech, no. Up until that point, what it means? The first three psukim. Rashi says that that corresponds to Shita Nomanala. The first three psukim have to be recited by Amida, by saying by Amida. You have to stand up to say the first three psukim. The text is called Alababacha by Amida, and you give me all the days. As it says, Bisham, you say, Shem, 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 Shem. It doesn't mean that if you're sitting down, you have to stand up and recite the first three psukim in Kriya Shema. And if you're walking, you have to stop walking because while you're walking, you can't really concentrate that well on the Kavanah Kriya Shemila. So you have to stand still. But that part of Kriya Shema that requires Kavanah Kriya Shemila. So the first time, the first time later, Amar Rabbi Nassim Bar Marukta, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the first time later, quote to the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amara, up until the end of the first three psukim, you have to stand still. You shouldn't walk because you require Kavanah Kriya Shemila. Then comes Rabbi Yechanan Amar. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda lived in Babel. More exactly than this, they're facing each other, they're talking to each other. They lived in different countries. But that's how he represented. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. We already have Rabbi Yechanan before. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees and he says, no, call up Pashikul about me. You have to stand still till the end of the first Pashim Kriya Shema. Why? He was Rabbi Yechanan with Tanei. Rabbi Yechanan goes to the Shittas that earlier on the Daf he had, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Halachic Rabbi Yaakov Shammai Mishum Yedi Yehuda, the Tanya. Now there's Rabbi Yehuda the Amerah, that's the one we just had before. The Rabbi Yehuda the Amerah, that's the one we started with. He says you only need Kavanah Tzivah Shammai, the first three psukim. You have to stand still and not walk. And after you finish the first three psukim, you can continue to walk. Rabbi Yaakov goes with Shittas, but then he passed him earlier on the daf, like the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you need Kavanah Tzivah Shammai for the whole territory. And Taisa says, you don't pass Kavanah Tzivah. We pass, and Taisa already said, the second Taisa is on the daf, I'm a rabbi. And we pass, and then you need Kavanah Tzivah Shammai for the persecution. Which means so, then Shukharati says, Shal Hashem Fem Akhus, and you don't have a rabbi. So all you would require, Bam Eva for, that you shouldn't walk, you should stand still, you don't have a rabbi for the persecution, and for Baal Hashem Fem Akhus, and you don't have a rabbi. That's the Pashto. That's how it should be. That's how it should say in Shulchan Aruch. Should it say in Shulchan Aruch like this? But the Shulchan Aruch usually quotes, and the Chabi usually quotes the lessons from the Rambam. Unless you have some reason not to write like the Rambam. And the Rambam doesn't always, even when it says this thing, the Rambam doesn't always make a fact of that. So here the Chabi quotes the lessons from the Rambam, which is based on the Riz. Later in the Sayyid, so the Riz comes up with a new idea. Even though the Gemara said that it's called the Haftalgir or the Tzahaz of Rabbi Yechon, and the time made, Rabbi Yechon gave the Shittas, so that was, that this issue as to whether you're permitted to recite Kriya Shema while you continue to walk, or you have to stand still, is a function of how many Tzukim in Kriya Shema you require. Kavanah Tzivah Shemilas. So the Chalik is part of the Bezeh, we talk to you only need Kavanah Tzivah Shemilas on persecution, when you're allowed to walk. After you finish persecution, the best chance of having to go to the Riz later on in this Tzarek, the Rift later on writes, no. Even though the Gemara makes it Talmud Zeh B'Zeh, he says, no, it's not Talmud Zeh B'Zeh. It's a new idea. We discussed it 3 weeks ago, that yeah, you shouldn't have a clear array. It shouldn't be, including a temporary, should be at the decrees. It should be decrees. Here's the Gemara, it says, I am an hour, says the exact same thing as I am. Talmud Zeh B'Zeh. That walking is a function of the same thing. The Mishnah says, "The umnim, the Mishnah says, 'Zayin amal.' That's what the risk is on that Mishnah. The umnim, the workers are working on a tree. They're pruning the tree, whatever. They're picking up the pears or the breaking up the branches for some reason or another. But it says they're permitted to recite Kriya Shema while they are on top of the tree. Sure. So the Gemara has a comment on the second white line on 'Zayin amal.' Gemara has a kasha. Rami Lei, Rav Neri, brother Bas Shmuel, the Rav. Shmuel's grandson. Rami Lei, Rav Neri. Rav Neri Baruchu. Gemara says one time, Rav Neri Baruchu. That's how long I'm Neri Baruchu. Why do we go known by the mother's name, not the father's name? His father was a goy. That's what Rashi says. His father was a goy. A goy attacked the daughter of Shmuel. And she had a child from that day. Then Rashi says, "Let Rabbi go." He can bury the guns of my disappear. That's how Rashi. Yeah. So this whoever, so the Eidus of Shmuel was a contemporary of Rav. So he asked Rav Akash. So now it says in the Mishnah that the Eidus are permitted to recite Kriya Shema while they're doing their work on top of the tree. Alma, what do you see from the Mishnah? They're permitted to be Eidus from the last and while they recite Kriya Shema. Obviously, they're not going to be Mechavim 100% of the Kriya Shema. Or if any, I have a right to that, says not so. I call it Hashem, but if he says Kriya Shema, so she had an estate, but she had a Shema Yisrael. Well, the Alam, oh, what's Shema Yisrael? How do you see from that part that you need Kabbalah? No, there's another part. Well, the Alam, when there, the same word Shema appears in another part, and there it says, Haskei to Shema Yisrael. Haskei means pay attention. Now, the Alam, the Haskei, just like there, in the Varam Chavzayin, the word Shema comes in conjunction with the word Haskei. And it means pay attention. Hafkan, the Haskei. Here too, when you recite Kriya Shema, you have to pay attention to what? To the Kriya Shema. So how can you allow the umnim, the workers, to continue to prune the tree, to walk the apples and the oranges, and to do whatever is necessary? How are they going to have Kavanah Kriya Shema? You shouldn't even insist that they should stop working and recover the Kriya Shema. Ishtik, the Rabbi didn't give any answer. Omalei, you have nothing to say. The original text, you didn't hear from the Rabbein, no one says, Omalei, well, he never has anything about this. Maybe you have a tradition. So yeah, I do have a tradition. Omalei, yes. Haki Omalei, Rasheshes. He has a tradition in the name of Rasheshes. The Hush, the Betel, and the Melachim, and the Korah. The only heter that it says in the Mishnah is that they're allowed to take Kriya Shema while they're on top of the tree. He doesn't insist they should go down on the ground to say Krishna. But while on that field, they have to stop doing their work. It doesn't mean they continue working. When they go, they can say Krishna on the tree. Yeah, I think so. He used to wear tulum all day long. It's a different story. Yeah? Yeah? Wear tulum all day long? No, I have to have that. No, I have to have that. So we have got to eat, I see. No, he's trying to go to the answer. Yeah. The story about that lady took a picture there, that the fellow wore a tulip and he was fixing the wheels of the wagon. That's because the only, so the people said, oh, isn't it terrible that he's fixing the wagon while he's davening? The Yitzchok said, yeah, it isn't wonderful that Israeli's talisman film didn't want to do any work. That was in the days of the Yitzchok Yishuvah, like today. We only wear talisman film when we daven. It's only all day long. That's why it doesn't like. It's not as bad, but the person only wears talisman film in the chakra. It's not going to take it off. So the Mishnah Berurah even says that it's not right to have a chilas already. Let's say you have to daven and someone brings a mashke, someone brings a kibbutz. And on your side, so tell the Mishnah Berurah that even though it's only a chilas already, it's not going to take any mashke. This is how we will take. So he says he thinks that it's not right. He quotes Machlan, it's not right to have cake while you have to on. You take it off. His mother, what's wrong all day long? No. So you're supposed to, you have to wear the tzuron. When you have the tzuron on. But it's not a gentleman. Yes, but they have the tzuron on all day long. You have a whole big suit there. And you may drink the little suit. That's the one that you wear to. But Achilles are always mutter. But his mother says not. So so far, what is the new quote? There are sheshes of the dog. Who should the table of Malachim? The workers are permitted to recite Krishna. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Right. Yeah. You know, we should have tested that title. You're trying to kill it. Yeah, sure. So the Lord claims at this point, when the workers recite Krishna on top of the tree, they're not permitted to be eating from the lachem while they say the Kriya Shema, because they have to have kavan. Craig Dickenmar, but it's not true. Well, I'll tell you what we have, if they said that it says the same way, it was a Mishnah. The Mishnah, they threw a lot of oisim and lachem with kolim, they're permitted to recite Kriya Shema while they're doing the malachem. So how can you tell me that they have to be the table of malachem while they recite the sukkah? Craig Dickenmar, my gosh, it depends which part of Kriya Shema. Oh, the peregrination, I'm a peregrination. During the first time, because he didn't have on the Kriya Shema, he said, then you're not allowed to be eating from the lachem. So the Perk Shemi, we don't need Kabbalah Spirit, and then it's already Yerzid Umrah. The Taisa says, I need you more also, Habi Perek Rishon, and to Zayn Manal, so it says, Lam Dat Kinnok at Perek Rishon. Why do I not need the Rav? The Rav, Om Aliyah, this is Rav speaking over here, Rav Mary Baruch, and Rav the Kash, and Rav is in the year. They said, it can't be, because Rav Paskin, and this Jim Lama Grace, we just had her, only prosecution, like Reb Meir. And Tyson says, that's what we're talking. Look at the Kabbai the Rabbah. Look at the Kabbai the Rabbah, the Rabbah the Yehra. The Tyson says, love that, because it's only prosecution, the whole thing, look at that same part. So the Rabbah is bothered with this. Takashash, we love that. Because Rabbah is the one who says, prosecution needs Kavanah. How come the other speaking over here and he writes a Russian and says a Russian that's not Meduyik, not Daske, an imprecise Russian, he says, Terek Rishon, they're not permitted to be Yerzik and Malachim. So that's what leads the Rit to say, and after Zayin and Allah was commenting on that, you know, it is known that Yechon and Bazar, Rabbi Yechon and Tanya, that it's Tony Zeb is there, that's where Rabbi Yechon and Allah holds it, it's Tony Zeb is there. But we love it, don't hold like that. It's really two different deals. You only need Kavan and Kirish Amir for the perfect Rishon, but still you don't want that it should be a clear array. Shouldn't be a temporary clear, it should be decreed. So that's why you're not permitted to be arrested from Malacca, you're not permitted to continue walking till the end of the whole territory. That's the reason. To indicate that Kavanah Perish Amir. I don't know. A good question. That's the whole premise of everything here. The Martian quoted that as the premise of everything. Here you have the Machlekes and what's the Shia, how much means Kabbalah Shia? One part is two trip and three trip and three trip and three trip. And you should have quoted it. I don't know. You have to put it together. You have to put the two together. You
have to give a law to do this.
It's assumed that the work is work from sunrise to sunset. It's assumed that they work very, very long from sunrise to sunset unless the bullet makes other arrangements. Let's say it's 9 to 5, or 9 to 3, or 10 to 6, whatever. But it doesn't say one way or the other, so the Mishnah says in Bamidbar that some kind of work from sunrise to sunset. It's understood that you have to give them a chance to eat the lunch. You have to have a chance to daven shacharis mincha. It's their minimum. They have to have a chance. They don't have to have a chance to learn daf yomi, mishnah yomi, and to make chazaras hashas. That's not. They don't make chazaras hashas. They have to abridge the benching and they read this and read that. They have to put in every minute of that time. They have to put in waiting for the book. But it's assumed that those hours of time belong to the Baal Bas. They're supposed to put in all the hours working, except for what's necessary for the eating and taking care of their needs. But davening is a need. Krishna is a need. If it didn't would have required that you have to say Krishna on the ground, standing still on the ground, not while you're working, then it would be assumed that amount of time the breath cannot make them work. But since our office does not, so they're permitted to work on the tree and they're permitted to even work while they're saying the second barak of Krishna. So they're not permitted to take off to be machmed. Why should they be?
You
let them down before. You get the Sari Kharimka is not Krishna. But here, the non-Arishna, the normal practice was that they started at sundown. It should be a hechachos in this whole gemara, like the pesach of the Mishnah Berurah against the pichadosh. But it's not permissible if Achila to damage Manasseh before Sama. Maybe? Okay. But when I pierce my nearest Manasseh, and then they travel, they have to go from the house to the place. I don't think so. I'm going to ignore later talking about Shmona. And this is bad. They go down to Shmona. Yeah. Come on. Why should we distinguish between the Perek Rishon, only Perek Rishon required Kavanah? Let's say, according to Rabbi Yechon, why should only Perek Rishon require Kavanah and the other Prokhim not? So Rabbi Akiva Egil on the side of the Gemara over here tells you to look in the Rabbeinu Yoina on that Gemara, where the Rish has that discussion of Shazanim and Aleph. It is quote that happens to be page Yud Aleph in the Rish. Page Yud Aleph doesn't mean it. In our edition, in the Gemara Shas, it's not Dach Yud Aleph. It's a Egil lived before the Gemara Shas. In his edition, if you look on the in our edition, page test on the hour. Exact test on the hour. Unim Korin Barosha Ilo. I have a different page system. Here, if you look on page 16, here it is, on the side, they tell you the exact year hour. They have different page numbering systems. Anyway, so Rabbi Kalenda has this, and here's the list. This is page 11. It tells you to look in the Rabbeinu Yonah, where the Rabbeinu Yonah has the Ramah Kalamenro. There's a big paragraph there. So he writes, why is it that only Perek Rishon requires Kavanah and the rest not? According to Rabbi Yechanan, or according to the myth, why did the Perek Rishon require that it should not be a Kriya Arayis in the Perek Sheni, Machmash Tei? Even if the Kriya Arayis, he wants to say, because only Perek Rishon is their right. The reciting of the second Perek is only the right one. That's what this Rabbi Yechanan wants to say. But we recite Kriya Shema. Why do we say Kriya Shema today? Because you say, the Dibad Bamshit, the Shabbat Bachar Kunecha. Aber in der zweiten Parsha ist das die zweite Bahn. Also, der Martin hat das Lächeln und da begonnen. Wenn ich mal sage, ich bin mit Terrorism, ich muss jetzt nicht so, ich soll dann lernen. It doesn't really mean you should recite Kriya Shema, you should recite this Parsha by Yom Shema. The fact that we recite by Yom Shema, yeah, that's how we do that one. Because it sounds, it says, Bishach Ochot Unecho, and it sounds like the Bishach Ochot Unecho in the first Parsha. But really, it's how we do that one, and that's what they're doing anyway. It's a big mark like this in Mishay. The Ramam is Mashma, but the fourth Parsha, then you have the fourth Parsha inside the right, or three Parsha inside the right. In the third Parsha of the Chris Mitzrayim, is the Chedek of the Mitzvah of the Reis of Kriya Shema. Not that it's two different Mitzvahs. But the Nidin knows that this will be with the Rambam, and how the third Parsha is a separate Mitzvah, is the Chedek of the Mitzrayim, but they then will be shown in the film that the first two Parsha is of the Reis of the Kriya Shema. And this Rabbi Yehani says, no, that's a majestic mark for the Seher, that only the first Parsha is the Reis. Now the work continues. Part of our bond, Rabbi Kedek, if I'll give a look at this Rabbi Yehani, because he has a novel interpretation on the next line, Tana Rabbanan says in the Brayt, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, they quote the first pasuk. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. That's all Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi used to say. There were some days that he started saying Shir for the Talmidim before it was Man Tzilo. Rashi writes over here, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi would start learning Shal Yishoyim and Talmidav Nekoyim is Man Kriya Shema. Because he gave his man where he was not, he actually discussed shining him up. If you are not, he started a chalitza daf yomi shiur at 5 o'clock in the morning for the people who are going to daven at the 6 o'clock morning. And then he asked the shiur, people were asking him questions and everything. And then came the next group who were going to daven at the second daf yomi group or whatever. They're going to daven at the 7 o'clock morning. And then if you are not, never had a chance to daven. And then came the next group that raised the people who daven at the 6 o'clock morning. They came to the 7 o'clock shiur. And people engaged him in learning, talking all the time, he let me learn again to try. And he never said Kriya Shema. I don't know if that maybe single day of the year, but there were some occasions that he didn't have a chance to say Kriya Shema like normally. There's none of it. So what did he say? So the Gemara says, he only said Pasuk Rishon. That's a simple pshat. Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh, Hashem HaKadosh. That's all he said. Well, he smiled at it in between the people who asked the questions. He would say the first Pasuk. Zui Kriya Shema Shema of Yehuda HaNasi. That's all he said, this man Kriya Shema. So the simple pshat is, he only said Pasuk Rishon. Why? So we had already the Ramban and Hamas says, because the only thing that's the right is Pasuk Rishon. That's the Rabbi Ramban, he was only master, then he should say that one Pasuk Rishon is Manai. And the Rabbi Yoyna, Rabbi Yoyna was Mahutna of the Ramban. Rabbi Yoyna, the Rabbi Kedega tells you, look, that Rabbi Yoyna on this roof. Rabbi Yoyna says, no, when the Raisa says, Shema Yisrael, Shem Echad, it doesn't mean Pasuk Rishon, it means the whole Pasuk Rishon, it's Lav Dafke, and Lav Dafke. He says it means the whole Parsha Rishayna, the Parsha Rishayna is the Raisa, and Rabbi Lanasi was smuggling the whole Parsha Rishayna. Smuggling one part to give me three more, some of the rest in Akasha, so he's not going to touch on the head. That's all. Smuggling the whole Parsha. That's the only Parsha that he gives. He's listening to the Kasha, and then he shakes his head, whatever. And then he's muttering Shema, the whole Parsha Rishayna, under his breath, and he makes him say the question again, I guess. But that's enough in the end of it, and it goes... So that's what we're going to get to later on he would daven later he would say the Birchas Kriya Shema the Yishra has before he learned in the first Eric and that testament base we learned in the Mishnah the last line in the Mishnah testament is HaKoli Nekandi Eilech. If somebody recites Kriya Shema after this month Kriya Shema is over, no hitzi, kiyor makor batar. He hasn't lost out. So what do you mean he hasn't lost out? If you sing Kriya Shema after the first month Kriya Shema, you're not getting to the mitzvah Kriya Shema. Only no hitzi. But the Gemara finally came to the pshat on Yudavah Beis, right before the Mishnah. The Gemara has 4 lines before the Mishnah on the bottom on Yudavah Beis. He could be Yami, I'm not pleased, I'm not looking, my way hitzi. So the Hitzur HaBrach, Tanya Aliyahu, that's what it means. But even if the person missed Kriya Shema this Manoi, he's still permitted to recite the Birchas Kriya Shema later in the day, even if it's after this month Krishna. He can say the Birchas Kriya Shema, and he can say Shema Netzer, of course. It's still month Tila, still Chatzur. Well, Chatzur, he should finish Tila Shachar before the first month Tila. But at the end, the first month Tila is an hour after the first month Kriya Shema. When is the first month Kriya Shema these days? Now, 9:30 or so. The immediate opinion is going to answer. So not only the opinion is around 45 minutes before that. Yeah, according to the Golden Gond opinion, the first Mount Krishna is around 9:30. So then he shows Montila about an hour later. It's a little less than an hour, I think, now. Because now it means one fourth of the day. It doesn't really mean 15 minutes. Now it's a little less than an hour. And 55 minutes later. So I'm a priest, I finished saying this one at Shachris by 10:20 or 12, but the evidence he didn't, they can say, up until the 11:45. After the Chatzot was about 10:00, 11:00, so you can still say Hashmoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, his mind says over here, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was busy in the morning from before the beginning of this Zman Kriyat Shema till 9:30. So he's busy giving shiurim to the public, and he missed the reciting, he couldn't daven in any minyan. And he missed the reciting of Kriyat Shema Bizman. He used to mutter under his breath, either the Terek Rishon or the Pasuk Rishon. That Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi muttered under his breath, Hichatarayim. The whole Terek Rishon, and the Rambam, the Muhammad learns, no, it means the Pasuk Rishon, only seven Pasuk Rishon, not much like... Yeah, that's what he finds, the first Terek is Midarayt, and the Zman Kriyashma is Midarayt. No, Tesis never discusses how much is Midarayt. No, then you can say that the whole Terek Rishon is Midarayt, but you only need Kavanah Terek Rishon for the Pasuk Rishon. The pasuk says, "Alav Avecha." What you just said should have been Alav Avecha. What you recited previously, the first pasuk should be Alav Avecha. The Haskel to Shema, the same as Shema Yisrael. So the word, just the pasuk Rishon, you can still assume the whole pasuk Rishon is there. But the Rabbi Yehuda says no, because the Rishon insists that you shouldn't be a Kriya Aroyis, even though you only need Kavanah Tzivos Shamilus on the pasuk Rishon, but the whole pasuk Rishon shouldn't be a Kriya Aroyis. And one opinion in the Gemara held before, that even though you need Kriya, you have to pronounce the word by the Parsha Rishona, but Mikan V'yelech, it's enough if he reads it in his mind, even though he doesn't pronounce it with his lips. So he says, why? So it must be I, but you have to have Kriya Shema. So he says, it must be that the second Parsha is on the Rabbanan, that's why he's Meikol. That's why he's Meikol. So he interprets that that's what this means over here also. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi used to smuggle him in between the questions and the shiur that he gave. He would recite the whole Parsha Rishon because the whole Parsha Rishon is there.
So he's a
Mastik.
I mean, how can you say
that
the whole Parsha is
no Hepsi?
Rabbi Yehuda can't come out like Rashi. Rashi,
he means
one.
No. The Gemara says.
Yeah,
Rashi. No, the Gemara says like that. They never noticed
Rabbi
Yehuda that he would sit down and say Krishna.
Rashi would have known it.
Rashi Pshat is there's only one Pasuk that he could hide it. How can you hide all Parsha? Rashi Pshat is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi Pshat in the Brayt is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken Hashem Echad, Zvi Krishna. Sounds like one Pasuk? The Yonah Graham holds like Rosh Hashanah that it's not proper, but Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi has no brayer. He has no brayer, so he didn't fulfill properly Tzichus Zulus. What do you mean he had no brayer? What was the vision? He was busy learning, so learning is very good to read that Torah. That's how the Rosh answers. Talmud Torah Barabim is a different mitzvah. Some person is busy learning and therefore he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah properly. He's not going to do it. Let's say the person wakes up at 3:00 in the morning and he gets involved in the Gemara with the Tesis and the Rambam and everything, has all the swarm open, and then everyone starts going to shul. And he feels a shot. He's going to go to shul, it's going to take him half an hour till he gets back into everything. There's going to be a wait to let him figure out. He's holding up by solving the riddle over here. He's holding by figuring out what's going on. And he's going to lose everything if he goes to daven. So then he has to lose it. That's what he said. He has to daven. And even at the Torah, right? That's what the Rishon is. You won't apply your Esrei Mitzvah, Parsha Manah Mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Right. So the Rosh claims that the answer to the Kasha is, yeah, that's only when it's Talmud Torah play. The person is learning Torah, when a person is not, it's Torah Barab, it's a different mitzvah. That's like Torah Barab, it's in Gansan a different mitzvah. In Gansan, he's getting, let's say there's a Gabbai who goes around to get everybody to come to the Shia. The Gabbai himself doesn't understand how to learn. He can't, when he comes to the Shia, he falls asleep. But the Gabbai gets everybody else to come to the Shia. As he gets involved. So that's a mitzvah, that's a developing mitzvah. So the Rebbe who says the Shia, in addition to learning Torah, is also doing Habotah Tafer. Habotah Tafer is a separate mitzvah. So just like you say, if he's busy doing any mitzvah, how is it a mitzvah, Pasim Lam mitzvah? See, Rebbe was busy doing Habotah Tafer. Habotah Tafer is not a mitzvah. He would have only been Talmud Torah. But Talmud Torah can't say how is it a mitzvah, Pasim Lam mitzvah. If Torah is going to come out of his language, Shalom and Atzikai, And the Rishami says, Merach Lashalat, in the Netchesh of Yosal Parah, wasn't it better that he should not have been born? A person learns, he used to tell stories years ago, that people used to sit and smoke the cigarettes on Shabbos, and he used to learn the Merach, the Gilei Rosh, and so on. They had such people. Some of them knew a little bit how to learn topics. But that's Merach Lashalat, in the Netchesh of Yosal, that's terrible. There's no Prima Mitzvah Tamatei. Tamatei is only a Mitzvah. The person learns, I'm not going to kind of a Mitzvah. But that's what the Rabbeinu Yoni quotes. The Yerushalmi says that you only stay hoyt if you mitzvah, patam na mitzvah, and all other mitzvahs hatera except the Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, if you're busy learning, never exempts you from fulfilling any other mitzvah. Because the Talmud Torah is the hemshach of the kiyama mitzvah, the chelik of the Talmud Torah. It enhances the Talmud Torah, then it should be never na manot retire. Not in spirit of the Talmud Torah. Other rabbis, he won't do the mitzvah, there will be a lack in the Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah shall never manot retire. But over here, the reason why Levi was not davening at the proper time, he didn't daven with a million, and he missed Snichas Gubim too, he missed Saint Krishna, I'll tell you, Abraham is everything, and he did everything wrong, was because he was Isaac in, he was Isaac in Habakkuk and Sakhir and Samuel. That's how the Russians, I think so. Where exactly is the mystery? Well, this is actually a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's an if a person is basic in Talmud Torah, the rabbin. A person is basic in Sakhis Tibur, right? So there's a perspective on that, of course, in Shulchan Aruch. But it says Ha'isik, the mitzvah, Pasam and HaMitzvah. So it says Ha'isik, the Sakhis Rabbin, is Pasam and HaKriya, Shema and HaKriya. What is Ha'isik, the Sakhis Rabbin? Ma'azim the Chavetz Chaim, yes, but there were one third in HaSikha, so Rabban, he was thinking in the back of the Rikuti HaMohas, the Chavetz Chaim, so he's going to touch him. So the Rabbanim in Poland once had a meeting, and they were discussing some important issues about the issues, about Talmud Torah, whatever, especially Sporky and so on. So it was getting late in the afternoon, it was almost clear time for the Adabar Nuchas. One of the Rabbanim said, he thinks they should have a break and they should dab it. So the Kreis told that the Chavetz Chaim got very angry. He said, what do you mean have a break? Now is the time to start talking about Nuchas. Get my attention to the things. Forget about Nuchas. So Allah says that I said before, Shaykh is Mr. Pakman al Muslim. One of those who can talk in Rabin is Pakka from Babin and Yimcha Rachat Khan said that it's Pakka to be Maksik in the middle of the Mitzvah. That's how the Mitzvah says in Sukkah, that this is a Mitzvah. Pakka ben al Mitzvah doesn't only mean that you're exempt if you don't want to, you don't have to be Maksik in the first Mitzvah to do the second Mitzvah. He says that it's forbidden to be Maksik in the middle of the first Mitzvah to do the second Mitzvah. Since you're exempt from doing the second Mitzvah, so it's like a barrel shoot. It's forbidden to be Maksik in the middle of the Mitzvah in order to do a barrel shoot. That's how the Yid verse says. And Chavetz Chaim and Avlat said also, Allah Almighty, he said that it's forbidden. So what? Could be. I don't know exactly. Could be. That's how the Rosh ends it. The Rosh ends in discussion. Sinner is different because Sinner is only the Rathama. Yes. Sinner is Nicha. But the Shani is only a Kriyashma. How come he didn't recite Kriyashma Bizman and normally properly? So the Rosh claims that the answer is a Machlet is what the answer is. The Rosh claims that the answer here is that one is Isaac the Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. That's like Tzachir Rabbin. In addition to being a Mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's another Mitzvah Tzachir Rabbin. Habot is Talmud Torah. The Ben Yisrael, Isaac the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's the Rosh is the answer on Adam. That sounds Ba'avlo. One line in the Rosh. And the Rabbin Yoyma, you know, it gives a different answer. Here, the Rosh on page Zion, on page Zion in the Daphne in the Rosh, on the second column, on page Zion on the Aleph, at the end of Simon Gimel. Yes, on the rest of the lines of Simon Gimel, the entire Akkadian finish, Ikra Skura, Ravala Hitziku Kursa, Rabbin Misha Terasa, not the time to account of the Shad of the Mastik of Kriyashma. Don't you have to be master? If you don't say Ha'isik in Mishra Fatman HaMitzvah that you're busy learning, so you're part of from reciting Kriyashma. Well, Kriyashma is the Ha'an, maybe you have Mishra Lehmet Levanta, first of all, it's on top. But Mishra Lehmet, Torah Baradim, אין לו להפסיק, ואין זה, זה הדת יחדה, זה דיקל מיצר, זה סך סם חמתר גויה. זה דיקל מיצר, in addition to חמתר, זה מיצר עוד כוח היעב. כוח היעב זה מיצר הגול המיצר, את ניסן הייתי זה מיצר קצת מלמים. ועוד כאשר זה לא, שבעוד כאשר זה לא בית לנו אותם שם, ולהפיל למי שאתה לא עושה עם נאסו, זה דין איזה לי הכי במאסק לקרוי השמן. אלא במילאילה, קרוץ דאד דימורי, אני אשאל זה לפלאסו. He quotes in Yerushalmi. Quotes in Yerushalmi, he says, and I deny in Shabbos, in Haishin and Haishinu. That was, even though her oath is in his Pesachim and Amitza does not apply to Talmud Torah. So the Sata page 14, in the list, definitely. Except for the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Why? Because the nature of the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, when a person is learning, it doesn't exempt him from Mughal, and it doesn't exempt him from Kavin HaSeid, and it doesn't exempt him from putting on sin on his throne, but it does exempt him, it does pater him from Kriya Shema, because the nature of the Mitzvah Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. It's just that it's a different form of Talmud Torah. Since he's busy doing Talmud Torah, he's learning, he's learning the Mar Beis, he's learning the Mar Brachot. So he must get Mar Brachot in order to say Kriya Shema. He's not religious, but he must be telling Torah to do it. This is a form of Talmud Torah. He's doing Talmud Torah now. But then, since it's all within the same area, the same mitzvah, then you do say how it's taking it to Talmud Torah. That's how the Yisham is. It's how Yishim is. That says, on the day, we're in the Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. So. On the top line, right. On the top line it says, the Dimisham, we show on the top line, it says 18 in the Rabbi Lein on the wrist. The man, it's the lady Kriya Shema, do you alright? Amar lo hara parsik min alimudu, Kriya Shema kula, kumashe parsik v'sham, mitzvot, no shayfu v'lim, 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 in the state of an embryo, he should have died before he was ever born. The Lord of Abba Ha'olam should have died before he was born. And the Tariq, the Yishami answers, that the Yishami Shabbat, the Zeshimah, the Zeshimah. The Yishimah, the Yitzchah Shimah. That since he's learning, they say he's taught from doing the other mitzvah of learning. He doesn't talk to you from Lubav and Shaitar and other mitzvahs that have nothing to do with learning. But since the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is learning, so then he's taught. But Kriya Shema never taught, Talmud Torah never taught us from any other mitzvah, any other kasha. So why is it the Talmud Torah passes from Sfirah? Yeah, but he has some line later. Yeah, but he should listen to Sfirah. Yes, for him, I say, but how you knew and it should have been, shame and mitzvah is now limud. You should say, hey, if the mitzvah of Talmud Torah does not exempt him from Sfirah, I bet it says in the Mechilta that it does. But they say, of course, this Mechilta has a long discussion with the Sfirah. It says the Ferish, and the Mechilta, he should listen to Sfirah, but he has Sfirah. And based on the process, when you have some time in the mood, you should be filled through, you should be filled for the purpose of the mindset of Hashem and Tzirch of Shibyar Chazoka. The whole purpose of the filling is to meet the Lim Nasser. But if the person is learning at it, and has the end result, so he doesn't need this Gula. Filling is only a Gula that should lead you to learning Torah. If he's learning Torah, he's part of himself. Kim Shatam Hashem and Tzirch, but who is it that Torah, call along, they'll bring Kansom, so take that passion, that's beautiful, fine. But it's in contradiction to the clause that Yishami developed. Yishami formulated a rule that everything in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah doesn't pass from any other mitzvah unless it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, like Kriya Shema. The tefillin is a mitzvah master. That is Talmud Torah passed from that. He says, no, I mean the different thing. He explains at the end of that, I mean the different thing. The Ikkar of India writes is that there's a real skill in Kalayot. That's a big machlok that the Shadim and the Machlok Shachman, we discussed in another one of those. There is a din, good defense in the Shohanah that the Ikkar has been discussing this thing all day long. The man is there, we make a lot of that, so he's limited to the bare minimum long way from Shad Kriya Shema to Shad Kriya. The Shad is this halakha that the Chachkini really wants to work through all day long, is that a dinda raisa, is that a Chachkini, the mitzvah, the Shemusim and the raisa, to work through all day long, or is it all in the Rabbanim? The raisa, you just put on the tzum and take off the tzum, 1 second. And the Rabbanim, you should wear the Chachkini all day long. So the Rabbanim claims that it's Minatay. The Chachkini, the raisa, the mitzvah, the Shemusim, to work through all day long. But if a person is out, because I'm a terrorist, I must speak, if he works through, if it's 2 minutes in the day, he works through, then Kriya Shema Tzvima. And then you finish in davening, like we prepare, you take off your tzum, and then you learn all day long. Then you learn all day long. That those, the Balabatim, who don't learn all day long, they're supposed to wear the tzum all day long. Those who are busy learning, they don't have to wear the tzum all day long. Because they have the Tachlis already, they have the Holy Zohar, the whole purpose of wearing the tzum all day long, is that it should lead you to learning first. Who is learning first? He doesn't have to wear the tzum all day long. That's how Rabbi Yehuda says, but he said it doesn't mean, the Mechilta doesn't mean to say that one who learns Torah doesn't have to wear tzum, period. No, it's not necessary he has to wear tzum all day long. This Hebrew mitzvah, the Hakhira, the Shemusa, tzum all day long, all of man, it doesn't mean that. He said he fulfills that by learning all day long.
Why does he have to take it off?
No, he doesn't have to take it off, but if it's, he finds it bothersome, he has to accept the mortis and whatever, and the tzum is in the way. It keeps on fixing the tzum, whatever. If it bothers him. The reason is that it's a mitzvah d'shleimusa. The mitzvah d'shleimusa is called a yes. But if he's here just for 1 minute a day, then he has to be late. So he says, that's the cooler by one who's late to come and go. One who learns all day long, he's not required to do this mitzvah d'shleimusa. That's all we have in here. Some Achraim has, there's a bit of a shock that whatever Malachi you're not permitted to do, you're not permitted to ask a Nachri to do on your behalf. I'm your Nachri. You're not allowed to have a Shabbos day. It's an institution. There are books written on this, well, and there are books written on this, the institution of the Shabbos day, but the thing is that strictly speaking, it's forbidden. Whatever you're not allowed to do, you're not permitted to ask a day to do either on Shabbos. So there's certain coolness. So in the Shulchan Aruch, one of the coolness that's listed is, in the Shabbos, that's the name of the Chai Adam, that the Baal HaEter holds that Amir HaNachri is Mutzah B'Malka Mitzvah. It's a military HaNachri to do Malacha on Shabbos. Even a Malacha Deraisa, B'Malka Mitzvah, if you want, if it's going to help you do a Mitzvah, you don't pass like that, Baal HaEter. Only if it's a Mitzvah B'Rabbana. If the Shuz B'Malka Mitzvah, the HaNachri is only B'Rabbana, and yes, it's to do a Malacha B'Rabbana. But if it's a double B'Rabbana, yes, it's going to do a Mitzvah B'Rabbana, it's a B'Malka Mitzvah that will make it. But if yes, it's going to do a Malacha Deraisa, yes, it's to turn on the light. So that we wouldn't allow even walk in this, let's say a person wants to daven. That's the bench, whatever, you have to daven. And he can't read without the lights. It's dark, and he doesn't want to daven out there. So he's not permitted to hit the grave to turn on the lights on Shabbos, because that's a Mishnah Berurah, he's not allowed to. What if it's dark in the shul? Everybody comes to shul and he can't read. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Chayei Adam, and that's the mini grave of the Hakel with this Chayei Adam, that it's the Mishnah Berurah. So we are making on the Amir and Achim. You have one permitted to ask an Achim to do a Malachim. No, they're right here. The Malachim and Mitzvah of the Rabbim. So the Shaila is, this is good if the people come to Shul and it's dark and they can't read. And a lot of people can't dive in unless they can, unless they can read. They can't see the can't dive not there. So you're permitted, so we're making, you're permitted to ask the Malachim to turn on the light, even if they need to be turn on the light on Shabbat, that they should dive. What if the Bachim already finished diving and they went and they ate? Then you come back to the Beis and they saw him, they sent back to learn, right? Because one learned a couple of guys, and then had a couple of hundred guys in the Beis Medrash on alert. And if they like to work, they can't learn. And are they permitted to ask the Nachri to turn on the light for time to turn it to Rabbi?
That's a Rabbi?
Maybe
he said when he was
getting
the Shia,
he was teaching
Rabbi, and
Rabbi was teaching
everybody. Okay, then maybe if there's going to be a shear, but they come to know a shear and they need to look inside into that system. But that kind of means that everyone's going to learn. You're just going to have a lot of people learn, and they can sit that also, come to play around. So he permitted to do Amir and Nachrim for the sake of Talmud Torah Dinam, just like we allow it for two of the rabbis. For two of the Yochid, you wouldn't allow Amir and Yachim on a Dereis, only on a Dereabon. So what about the Talmud Torah Dinam? So one of the Gedele Achayim, Abayi Zulchari, tells the children, when he says no, that they're not making, he says that the Kula of Amir and Yachim is looked at the Mokham into the Rabbin, is a prima, something like that, the Dereabon person, that this Mitzvah Tochoma, that is definitely Tisha. And the third round is a very great mitzvah. So the death of Isa the Rabbanon of Amir and Yachim. So he says, but just like Talmud Torah, he never says, oh, if you do mitzvah, talk to me about mitzvah by Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah never exempts you from anything else. Talmud Torah can never be death of anything else. If it's going to be death of something else, so that's not Talmud Torah does. He learns in order to violate the Dina Torah. So Paz Lechal is writing his shuvah, that we wouldn't allow that. We wouldn't allow the lot of mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Rabbin, to be death of Amir and Yachim. The Talmud Torah has to be of an awful kind of amistad. If the Talmud Torah is going to lead you to be an Isra, to be not an Isra, it can never be. Talmud Torah has not had to be Berch anything. Shema, that's the Rabbi Yair, according to Yisham, that's the one exception to the rule, that Zeshimu and Zeshimu, so within the area of learning, so you're busy learning this, so you don't have to learn the other thing. You don't have to learn the other thing. But, the Rosh gave a different answer. The Rosh is working on the premise, they're going to two different sheets. The Rosh and Abaniya are going, there's Shabbos, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. If a person is busy learning, is he Patach in Kriya Shema Anav? The Rosh quotes the Maskanis Abadli, the one who learns is not Patach in Kriya Shema. The maximum will be Patach from Davening, because Davening is only the Rabbanim, so from some of the Rabbanim, and one way, and one way, so the guy who learns the Rosh and Nothing, he doesn't have to daven, but to say that he's better than Kriya Shema, the Rosh said he can't be. Hashem Rebbe didn't say Kriya Shema, there's mana, what's going on here? But the Rosh answers, he was going to the mitzvah in a different mitzvah. He was going to the mitzvah of Havdata Sater. Or is it here to Patam Ramis? The Ben Yeri quotes in Shali that one is going to a different partner. He's not going to Patam Ramis, but Ben Yeri quotes a different partner that one who is, they write him not, the one who is busy learning, is Patam from Kriya Shema. So then Ben Yeri quotes in Shali, yes, but it doesn't make any sense. How can it be? If normally you say that Talmud Torah never exempts you, if you're racing in Talmud Torah never exempts you, never leaves you from fulfilling any other mitzvah, we quote Yishami's answer, there's that shino and that shino. It's not that it's basically mitzvah A, talking to mitzvah B, but it's all the mitzvah. If you're busy learning, so you're exempt from fulfilling that specific form of work. We're really working with two different sheets. So that it's not right there, you're not to be in the Kabbalah of Baruch Shemayim. The Gemara had the Mishnah has later, let's say, about carrying at a certain time in history that forbidden, the Tanta Kanesezer was forbidden to recite Kriya Shema. But still, if it happens to be in Shema, everybody has the same Krishna, so he should be in the Harer in Kriya Shema together with everybody. It's not proper that, it's not proper. Even though the Tanta Kanesezer was Kriya Shema, strictly speaking, was really proper, but to him cop and not to be in the Kabbalah of Baruch Shemayim. So I can say that the minig is not so. But the minig of all the to be making, even on Talmud Torah to that. They understood differently. It's not that the greatness of the mitzvah is Tariqah, the Isra, whether Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, the Tariqah, no, it means that the Mokh and Talmud Torah, they were never greater. They were never greater on the Iliyatma. It's not a pchina of, like that's a Tariqah, like that's a Tariqah, you say, how can Talmud Torah be Tariqah and Isra? I can come to the Derech anything. It's not that anything is Derech anything. The Mokh and Mitzvah, they were never greater. The Isra of the Iliyatma. Because if you're going to learn Talmud Torah, Shalom, and after the time of Mitzvahs, it'll be a chitzon in the Talmud Torah. So he laid a tushtal on his own, so he said, this idea that a mitzvah, the rabbin, is berich Amir and Yaakum, this is only mitzvah, I won't be able to mitzvah the rabbin. But if a mitzvah the rabbin is going to be Talmud Torah, the rabbin, That's the Alkana, that's the Talmud, that the Talmud Torah is going to lead you to do Berkha Yisur. The Talmud Torah dictates that you should not do Berkha Yisur. What kind of Talmud Torah? What's the greatness of Talmud Torah if it leads you to violate Yisur? He understood that it's the meaning of the Shia.
But if it's a Shia, like we said before, it's a Muslim affair, it's going to a different category. Because the one who's staying here is
that's not a mitzvah of the Rabbi now. The one who does the Shia, the one who, the Gabbai who organized the Shia, is
proclaiming a mitzvah. I said the Shia, we're all listening to him. He's saying it.
No, but there's no hetzer for him to ask the God to turn on the lights to fulfill the mitzvah of the Yachid. The
Yachid
is the hetzer. What's the Yachid? No, that the Yachid are the two or three Yachidim who put together the Shia and put the signs up all over and get everybody to come. Like in this community, we always have a public Shia on Chatzmach and on New Year's and on Thanksgiving. But the one who organizes it and hangs up the posters, even if he doesn't come to the Shia, even if he comes in the street to the Shia, he doesn't understand anything, doesn't know how to learn, doesn't matter. He gets it. So how about the Sefer? That's a evolving mitzvah. And that mystery even has the power to be great davening. If he's busy hanging up the signs, so he shouldn't have gotten into that thing. If he knows that this is crucial, he has to hang up the signs now, but everybody should see, but then let him in davening into that thing. That's a great. But Peter can't be taken care of by anybody else. He goes, I have to doctor myself. I can't go through.
Right.
That's not even an exception. Right. It's not even an exception because I can't shift off the dominance of someone else. I have to dominate myself. But by all other, let's say, dancing in a wedding or going to a funeral or going to a demonstration or whatever other mitzvah, I can send other people, and the mitzvah is actually with Kayen. I'll be a chair, Mr. Gemara said, but you have to need it to be marked to come with it to take care of the mitzvah.
Right?
Only if it's a mitzvah Shia, she is kind of like that, and then we say, that basically the mitzvah doesn't apply to commentary. Just because you're learning, it doesn't exempt you from doing the mitzvah. So the pasuk says he was rotting the loy zechol. But earlier it says rotting the chalechol. So originally his position was he was the Rosh Hashanah, he was rotting the land. He learned that he said, shiurim and he gave shiurim for the children, his mother is kind, and Haman had to go take Mordechai through the city on the horse and all dressed up. So he came into the chayt and Mordechai was running with the children. That's what he did all the time. He sat there, learned and he taught and he passed the shiurim. And later when he got involved in politics, let him get involved in politics too, because it was necessary, you shouldn't be correct nefesh. But then the prophet when he says, Ratzim v'reizachav, not Ratzim v'chavachav, why? He must have sufficiently many mitzvahs may have some hedges. Many of the Hachamim were no longer friendly with him, because he wasn't going to see Talmud Torah, and he was going to have Talmud Torah. He must have to teach you that Talmud Torah is greater than have Talmud Torah. So you shouldn't think that a Mephoshim and Igmar said, shouldn't think that it means that the person is in the middle of learning, if someone's drowning, he's let him drown. Or you can forget about the Torah yourself. If there's someone else that can do the politics just as well or better than you, so let the other person do it. But if you're the best one for a job, you're the best one to do the Torah yourself, you have to do it. It's just that the Gemara is saying that in abstract, theoretically speaking, which is on a higher madrega, so on the madrega of importance, the Talmud Torah is still greater than Hasholos Nefesh. But Allah Hu Ma'aseh, when there's a conflict between the two, the Pikach Nefesh is Zecher the Talmud Torah. That's how Yanchik gave the bracha. This week said, Yanchik gave the bracha, Yisuch HaMikim Kefrayim with Menashe. Ayotim with Kefrayim with Nei Menashe. So Rashi quotes from the Midrashim. What was the difference between Ephraim and Menashe? Ephraim was always learning. And Menashe was basic and had solid Menashe. He was the Yaskin. Menashe was the Meturgamon. He was the Meturgamon. He was the Nailis. He was the Nailis. He was doing Hatzolot Mefarshes. So you shouldn't think that since the Kroch Nefesh is Derech Apam Tatsil, Nefesh is Derech Apam Tatsil Kulis. It's certainly Derech Apam Tatsil also. This can be right by up. You shouldn't think that since Menashe was doing the right thing, so he should precede, he should get the bracha first. But no, it says, Vayetam HaSafayim HaSnei Menashe. The bracha should be in the theoretical abstract order of importance. In the abstract order of importance, Tamitel is still higher than Hatzolot Mefarshes. The Maise, the Torah Mamash, the Maise, you have to neglect the Tamitel in order to take care of Hatzolot Mefarshes. But the Klav Yishmai Gaya that the Hatzolot Mefarshes that the Tamitel is on a greater level, on a higher level.
The Zeyla Vahir Arachim is the Rabbanim. Is there any way of analyzing what does the Rabbanim mean when they made it there? In other words, that's not
a blank check, and although,
in other words,
it should
be
political. Now, what?
Maybe they
exist,
Talmud
Torah, or not? Not that the Talmud Torah is Zeicha, not like Esther, that's what it says, is Zeicha, the Yisra. They were never Geisha, I mean, but Machem Mitzvah, they were never right. That's how other Achrayim said. It's not like Rabbi Kharif, though. The different Likutim on Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim where they collect all of the opinions on the Achrayim. So there's a little paper by a dying from Vilna that's called Tischei Tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it every so often. There's a Shari Tshuva next to the Elder. Then there's a little paper that's called Tischei Tshuva. So this Tischei Tshuva quotes Galatian Achrayim also, but not so much. He quotes mainly Mitzvah Achrayim. He doesn't quote so much. He quotes the Bible Chara. Bible Chara says not Zeicha. Then if you look in the Yechas Chaim and if you think it out, she has a Rikus also on the Yechas Chaim, a much bigger Rikus, he quotes the Tischei Tshuva. He quotes 1,000 times as much as the Tischei Tshuva. Even he quotes all the Kalatana Chaim, he say otherwise. They say that the Rikun Talmud Torah Duran also is permitted to violate the Amir Oliyakim and Rikun Talmud Torah Duran. So let's see, what happened over here, what's the story with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? That he used to start sometimes, I don't think it would happen every day, on some occasions he would start learning with the Hillel before Zman Kriyat Shema began, and he would continue to learn with them after Zman Kriyat Shema ended, and he wouldn't daven in a normal room, he would daven, I guess, be chidus, he would daven with the Leitman, some of them would like to know, he would daven with the Leitman, and after Zman Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara had a discussion, Amalei Rav, Rav Rakhiyah, were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rav Chiya was the uncle of Rav. The Rav was younger than Rav Chiya. So Rav told Rav Chiya, the older Talmid, what is this? Yehuda HaNasi gives a shiur so early in the morning. He's never davened in any minyan. And every time say Krishna does not. He always says Krishna, yes, there is my Krishna. My Chazina, my Lerebi, I never noticed that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Mekabal Alei, Malchus Shammai, I never noticed that he says Kriyashma. What kind of a setup is this?
He did it when he did
and
he did it.
No, I would guess that it means like Rav. I would guess that Rav sometimes davened at the 6 o'clock minyan, sometimes at the 2 o'clock, sometimes at 8 o'clock minyan. And every time, whenever he davened at whatever minyan, he never heard that Rebbe was at any minyan. And every time when he was in Shia, Rebbe never took a pill. He kept on talking to say. And you assume, right, that he never noticed any day that Rebbe never davened in Hindi, never said Krishna, never heard that he said Krishna in the middle of the Shia and between the Shia. So he said, did I miss something? What's going on? When does Rabbi Rama, when does the Rebbe say Krishna? So he says, you're right. He smuggled it in. Oh my God, if I pack the... Pechos. Pechos Yehuda, Tzubi B'Nechemi. Pechos means Sarah, Moshe, a governor. So he said, Bapakti, Ben Gedolim, that was his nephew. Bapakti was the uncle of Rav. So he's saying, and his mother says that Rav's mother and father were both brother and sister of Bapakti. One was a half-brother, one was a half-sister of Bapakti. They weren't, the father and mother were not related to each other. But Rav's father and mother were to each other a half-brother, half-sister. And Bapakti was related to both of them. So he refers to his nephew as the son of great people. That's my brother, my sister, and their child. He refers to Rav as Bartakti, the son of the great people. He says, Rav Bashtesnish, the Shosh, and Mavi, Yadu, my father, and the Kabbalah, Allah, O Malchu Shamayim. Did you ever notice that he is the older Talmud by Rebbe? So he says to Rav, the young Talmud, did you ever notice that once in a while the Rebbe puts his hands over his eyes and he starts rubbing like this and he goes like this in the middle of the Shia? That's when he's smuggling in the Kriyashma. The Shosh, and Mavi, Panabal Yadu, the other one, when he puts his hands over his face, he's not stopping rubbing his arm, not stopping yawning, We start to say in Kriyashma at that time. How did he say? That's the Shaila here in the place there, the Rabbi Eliezer with the Ramban. Rabbi Eliezer says that he smuggled in the whole Parsha of Shaila. Ramban says that he only smuggled in the part of Grish. So now the Gemara has the Shaila, and what did he accomplish by saying he the Parsha of Shaila, part of Grish? So that's what the Rabbi Eliezer and Ramban say. He said what was the Deraita. The Kriyashma Deraita is either part of Grish or Parsha of Shaila, and he used to say Bismana, Kriyashma Bismana. He would say only the part, the, whatever was the right. Aye, but the Dinah Derabban is, you have to say Kriyashma Derabban also did not. So he had a hat to that too. Either because Isaac, the mitzvah part of the Kriyashma, because Isaac was talking about. Either like the Rosh or like the Rabbi Yenna, whatever the heads are. Now the Gemara has the Shaila. When he was davened later, and some of the words already in Minyan, and Yeshiva, you're going to have a 930 Minyan. If the first man Krishna was over, there was no way to make a job in the Yiddish. The Gemara has a shayla, what did he say later on? What did Rabbi Ramalki say? So the Talmud, the Birchat HaShachri said, Birchat HaShachri, you can say earlier, also. So most of the Birchat HaShachri said, when he woke up, okay, so 2 o'clock in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, whenever, he said, on earth, I'm going to ask him again, and I'm going to say, he said it later. You can say that after there's no Krishna also. So he said it at 9:30. Sukkot is in, he can say, if he practiced that, he said Sukkot is in. Sukkot is in, we had the Gemara Shabbat says, there is a minute, Even he said it, or he didn't say it. He said Sukkot is in, too. He said Sukkot is in. What about Birchas Kriyashma? Also, even though it's yet to Mizman Kriyashma, the Gemara said, well, he experienced, well, he said that's a Birchas. So he say, the Birchas Kriyashma, that is Shema Nesra, he can still say it. It's not a quarter to 12 yet. The Shema Nesra Shachas, he can say. The Gemara just has a Shaila, when he says, Birchas Kriyashma, when he says Sukkot is in, Birchas Kriyashma, Shema Nesra, does he say the Parshiyus of Kriyashma in the middle? He said, no, it's after the Sazman Kriyashma. What will he accomplish by reciting the three Parshiyus of Kriyashma? It's after the Sazman Kriyashma, he should not say. Yeah, so that's a machlokes. According to the Gro, it's not the full. The Gro and the Rabbi Noam and the Levi, and the Shadim are like, it's not the full din of smichus gula l'tfila. Because the full din of smichus gula l'tfila is, if you say Gro Yisrael, with Kriya Shema Bizmanoi, right before Shema Nesra. Right. So the Mishnah Brura says that it's okay. But he quotes that the Zulma Goen talks is like a group of Rishon Mohon. Goen is right. That if you're not fully right to the Zin of Sichas Gula Tfila. The real Zin of Sichas Gula Tfila is only if you say Goal Yisrael in conjunction with the Kriya Shema Bizmanoi, and then you say Shema Nesra. But if you say Kriya Shema before you go to Shul, and then he said, because Krishna later says that it's only a partial kiyam. It's only a mitzvah kiyam of Shilu Guzim. That's not like it. Not really. If you know for sure, it says it should not like this. That's how this one is. Right. That's why the Zulma Goyen had the practice, and some Yishayim say like this. When, if you know that you're going to say, if you're going to get, let's say Zavon in the weekdays. So you know that you're going to get the Kriya Shema Bizmanoi way before 9:30. Well, Shaila, I mean, we say, we're sure you're going to get before 9:30. So when you say, how do you say, Alam Pa'amai Mechayon, Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKen HaShem HaKen, so you shouldn't say the whole passage. The Shema Yisrael says, you should say, Pa'amai Mechayon, Hashem HaKen HaShem HaKen. You should do that Shema Yisrael. I'd rather say that, say Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKen. Instead of pronouncing, Al Zala Nun Yud, you should say Hashem, nor is the doctor not to be right to Kriya Shema, because Chankar HaBin Yayna, the whole Kriya Shema, the right is part of Grishin. So you already get the Kriya Shema before you get the Baruch Shema. So then when you say the Birchas Krishna, you're not yet to the Krishna there. I said then, that's improper. So the woman going in the group of others say that if you know the Vagai that you're going to get the Kriya Shema at the right time later, before Shema Nesra, you should not say the Pasuk Rishon. You're not going to say the Pasuk Rishon. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. You should read something else and say it in an improper way. To have the Kavanah not to be right, to do something rather not to be right. And the Shulchanach, they say like this. What if the fellow knows for sure that he's going to, Shabbos morning, down to the 9 o'clock, he knows for sure he's going to miss Man Krishna. But then he should say all the three parashiyas before Baal Shem, all three. That if he doesn't know for sure, let's say it's a quarter to nine. The meeting is a quarter to nine. So it's not Christian, it's 9:30. So it depends who's going to be the chazan. If the chazan is going to start singing Rom Nigun and he's going to miss Man Christian. And if it'll go quicker, then it will next Man Christian, so he doesn't know for sure. So then the Rishonim say, when you say Amay V'Cholyan, you should say the first parsha, because the first parsha is the right thing. The sake of the right of the Chumrah. What are you going to follow up that you're going to make? What if your list is Man Kriyashma? The sake of the right of the Chumrah. So when you step to the first parsha, which is the right, you have to go to Chumrah. And take the Rabbanon to Chumrah. When you step to the second parsha, the Sadek Rabbanon, so you can rely on the fact that later on you'll get to it as Man. And even if you miss, and even if it turns out that the Chaz won't miss, no. So Mishka Sabbath is only as in the Rabbanon, and it wasn't the bad day that you were going to miss. Okay. It's a mystery Krishna Gomor. A child is shorter than the Kuras Kula. The Rishonim say that that was introduced. Right. So the Rishonim say that that was introduced at a time that there was Xeris Hashmar, that they didn't allow them to daven. That's extreme. Krishna Kedushin Rusas, right. So the same over here, this was introduced at a time that they didn't allow the Jews to daven normally, so they used to smuggle in Krishna before the davening. In fact, that's the song I don't know. Why do you say, Baruch HaTa Hashem Kadosh Shem Chod HaRabim? Where does that come from at the Krishna Yai? Right. Aligam. We don't say Baruch HaTa Hashem. Where does it come from at the Yai? Many do say Baruch HaTa Hashem. They say that just like the Kriya Shema when you say normally, then Kaima. You have to recite Kriya Shema of Veda Brochas in conjunction with the Brocha. Here, where the Minik developed that they recited Kriya Shema to smuggle it in because the Goyim didn't let them say Kriya Shema in the normal davening. They made it there against it. So they recited the Kriya Shema to beat the system. They recited the Kriya Shema the Brocha Shema also in conjunction with the Brocha. So they formulated a new Brocha, the Kaddish Hashem Chabaradim, in conjunction with the Kriya Shema that it should be of Veda Brocha. It's not Al-Seyda Ha-Bracha, it's two before one answer, but it's Al-Seyda Ha-Bracha. It's a little bit similar to the creation of Al-Seyda Ha-Bracha. That is what you bring up, that's the basis here for the year. If a person, let's say, sees that the Chazan says on creation is going to be 9:30, and it's already 9:20, I see the Chazan starts singing for what? It's going to take too long to do Kedusha before creation. It's going to take him too long. So I go diving ahead and I finish. So let's say I finished already the whole Kriya Shema and it's only 9:28. What am I doing? The Chazan is going to take another 10 minutes. So that's going to be Shoha Kedaligma of Kula. Shoha Kedaligma of Kula is a problem. The place is close over here that the Rabbeinu Tam did that all the time. Rabbeinu Tam, how he wrote over here, the last four lines in the place is a medium on a day. Rabbeinu Tam did it all the time in the following case. When he was diving in Shul, and he didn't get up to Shema Nesri yet. And the Chazan is similar to Stav Chazor Tashat. So how is he going to answer Kedusha? How is he going to answer Omid Tachar HaKadosh? How is he going to answer Kedusha? So he used to pause, he said, Yichamach HaBeyamash Yichamach HaBeyamash HaKadosh Nara Tila, so he said, Tela. And he would pause there until the Chazan would finish
Kaddish
and Kedusha. And the Oshman answer also, he would bow down. Because they learn of Kaddish and Kedusha, what do you mean Kaddish? Kaddish after the Chazor Tashat. In order to answer the Kaddish, you have to Chazor Shashan, with the Kiddush in the Chazor Shashan. He was late 10 minutes. Okay. Whatever. Well, we'll have to get later on down to see what the halacha requires, how long you have to put. So the Shai is, the halon part, the shok the mikra skula. Whenever there is a mitzvah of Kriya, that there is a mitzvah of mikra medillah. That there is a mitzvah for Damish Manasseh. That there is a mitzvah to say, Birchot Kriya Shema. So how long does it take an Adam Beinoni, an average person, to recite all of Birchot Kriya Shema from the beginning to the end? Saying normally, not singing Chazanis, not repeating words, just saying normally. 5 minutes, a couple of minutes. So if a person pauses in the middle of Birchot Kriya Shema, he pauses for 5 minutes, that's a dispute later. A machlekes tanoim and a machlekes amaroim and Rosh Hashanah, that's even talking about machlekes. If the person is shocked, they read my school, he paused so long. But you could have started from the beginning and finished to the end. Let's see here. I say, how many lines do you have to the end of Zohar Yisrael? You only have five more lines to go. That's not called short beligna skula. If I pause long enough to finish the next five lines, that's not short beligna. Short beligna skula means I pause so long, I could have started from the beginning of Birchas Krishna and finished from the end of the Birchas Krishna. I waited so long. But you have such a long to finish the whole unit, to begin from the beginning of the unit and then to the end. The same way to the end. So that's not like it's later in Brachas and it's in Megillah. And Rosh Hashanah, okay. Not later to the Shah, they make much cooler. Such a long pause is Mavatul the Tziruf of the first half of what you said with the second half of what you said. So that I've been a time, if the pause a long time, the Taisha says, well, how you're sober, his opinion was, after the shock, they give us, can they leave us a call, and a chai zonah rosh, that's how he tells me. The shock, they leave us kula, is not the battle of the tzirus. The problem is that that's only to the effort. But the chatkila, the mission book, what the chatkila, everybody's masking us. That you're not allowed to be shy if they leave us kula. No, if I can't. The Gemara says that by Shemana Esrei, sometimes Shok Derech Maskula is Mabatul Tzirus. But we pass through that Shok Derech Maskula is not Mabatul Tzirus, so there is a Machlech to say Rishonim how to enter the Tzirus later. So the Rambam's opinion is that there's a distinction, the Rambam and the group of Rishonim has a distinction between Shemana Esrei as opposed to everything else. Shemana Esrei, the person is, I'm with Lechnam, Shem, I'm with Lechnam, Melo. He stands there, he doesn't talk. He stands in front of Rishonim, he doesn't talk for 15 minutes. Shemana Esrei would only take 10 minutes to finish the Hashmanesh. But by normally showing the Ligma school is not about the material from the beginning to the end. By Nikur Megillah, and by Bechus Kriyashma, and by Tkiya Shefer, and by all the mitzvahs, not about the except with Shmanesh. But Shmanesh is not here the status of Abayna Bechne Amela. He's not, what kind of a name is that? That's the Lama Sheik, that we distinguish between Shmanesh as opposed to all other Inyane Amira. And the Taisa Sheik, that's where Chodesh Shalonara says differently. That if he was shock and everything was cool with some, he was waiting, he decided he wants to wait. What does he want to wait for? He wants to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say, I'm off to Isay Sela, and the Balkari is just about to learn Kriyas HaTorah. So I'm going to pause the Kriyas and the Lady. That's going to take a long time, the whole Kriyas HaTorah, Shem HaKamishu, in the morning. So it's going to be such a long pause, I could have begun from the beginning of yesterday, Baruch HaShem, and finished till the end of going through. It took so long. So such a shock, that was a voluntary. I decided on my own, I wanted to hear Kriyas HaTorah. I wanted him to Kedushin, Kaddish, Shomim, Yeshmeram, and everything. So then I decided on my own, so that would not be Mabatul Tzirus. Hashem came, what happens, let's say, I had to go to Beit HaKisei. On the Beit HaKisei, I'm prohibited from continuing to daven. So that wasn't voluntary. I was raised against something that at that time, I was prohibited to daven. So if I was sure to be like Meskula, and it was forbidden for me to daven at that time, or let's say the person in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, his Mesiach, Ruach comes out from his body, and he's prohibited to daven at that time. So the Shas HaProchet, if he's sure to be like Meskula, the Shas HaProchet, that's more of a Hatzokit. So that type of Hatzokit, sure to be like Meskula, then it is Mevatul Tzirus. That's how he's passing on Shulchan Aruch. But still the problem is, but Hapkili you're not allowed to. That's the difficulty. And Mishnah Berurah says that even if the girl writes by Tuchanim, he says that he doesn't like the practice that the Kohanim has, that they say Yivrecha Hashem, and then they start singing a long Nigin to enable everybody to say the long Tzivah, the Rebbe Shlevim, and the Nigin is so long, he could have finished Yivrecha Hashem, Yishmerecha, Yer Hashem, Paravelech, Yichonechi, Yisra Hashem, Paravelech, Yachem, Lechai Shalom, could have finished the whole thing at a normal pace, five times over, during the time that they sing that Nigin. So he kind of, isn't that shock that Nigin was cool? So he says, there is no impact in the shock that Nigin was cool, that is good, and how is it? But Mechatchila, everybody agrees that you're not committed to. That's his point. But if Rabbi Nitzan writes, he will take his right within Rabbi Nitzan, he will, there's no problem at all. The shock that Nigin was cool is not matchless, that's even more to Mechatchila. But the Mishnah Berurah claims otherwise. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah brings any lies. It just assumes for double pleasure that it's not so. That we have to start up to be sure if you're making a school. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says. He says if they're singing, is a halbatar. He says if the Kohanim sing, the claims that the singing blends in to become, he's not mad at the why, so the singing blends in to become... So then, Tzadzah Mishnah Berurah writes, if they're singing is a habitzor, it's nicha, that blends in, but he says, in many kilos, they just pause, and they don't do any singing, the Kohanim don't do any singing. But any kind of, that should be sure that the Ritmat Kuba, which Lechatzchila is not allowed. Let's say, the Maitre, what should a person do? Right, so what should a person do? Let's say the chazan is going to get to Kriyashma at 9:40, and he says my Kriyashma is 9:30. So he's going to drop him quickly. He sees that the chazan has to make it. So let him say the whole Kriyashma till then. And it's before 9:30. So then he's going to have to wait 10 minutes. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, I hate to think like this. It's not a problem. Shok the Nigmas Kula is only a problem if you pause straight for 10 minutes. What if I'll say, I'll wait for 2 minutes, and I'll say one line. Then I'll wait another 2 minutes, I'll say another line. And the din is that the Shehiyah is not mistaken. I paused 2 minutes now, then I paused 2 minutes later, I paused another 2 minutes, so the Sa'akol was that I paused 15 minutes, but it wasn't at one shot. I said a line in between this 2 minute pause, and the other 2 minute pause, and the other 2 minute pause. And it never shows the Nigmas Kula. But the person has such a situation that he sees that the Chazan is going to miss Kriyashma, so let him say Kriyashma quickly before the Sof has not. And then let him say a line at a time and wait. And look at a watch and wait for 2 minutes and then say another line. And wait another 2 minutes. So he'll never have a shock in the Nigmas Kula. Clearly, the Abinatam seems to hold that it's Mutala Hakrila to be Shaykh in the Nigmas Kula. But the Mishnah Berurah, Tanya is not Shaykh. Tanya is Mahakrila, it's not Shaykh. Yeah. There aren't too many lines left. Till the end of them. Yeah, till the end of them. Right. Oh, the Shia Shok, they didn't much come to the tent. No. That's one opinion. One day in Achayim is that whenever you have a Zman, so it's Man Kriya Shema, so it's Man Kriya, so it's Man Yusa, whatever, so as long as you start the Shema Nesha before the Shia, it's okay. As long as you started the Kriya Shema before the Zman is up, even when you finish later. We discussed that, right? We discussed on the Seitzes and Zayin and Alas, that Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Yoruch HaShulch are both bringing that the Seitzes and Zayin and Alas says it's going to get to a different thing. A funny two-step. That Bilam knew how to figure out when the Rabbani Shalom was Kriya, the Chol Yain Olega, that's what split second, that if he would know how to figure that out, he would be able to curse the Neitzah. So Seitzes, what can he say already in a split second? So Seitzes gives one suggestion, he gives two answers. The one suggestion was, as long as he begins the curse, within that pause, even if it continues with his curse later, the Kralah will be come. The Salah Kralah made it two-stroke. Tell us, did you push that? Yes, the Tengel Yach HaShulch about like that. It sounds like a play to it. He made it two-stroke, he said, well, Adinami, whenever you have Kriyashna, or Tzila, or Lincha, whatever, as long as you started within your Zman, even if you finish yesterday's Zman, you go back to Askol, like Dimension, let's say. If you started this with Dan Purim, even if you finish on a Tzikun, you still say Alanisin, so you go back to Askol of Asuzah. Shabbos, you still say the same, yeah, well, because you go back to Askol of Asuzah. The Pashto Shil Be'er Kratio. No, but the Rebbe itself may do it. Yes or no? Well, how quickly you should begin after an eight
something.
Yeah, but you
started
before an
eight,
and you ended up after an eight. But you ever decided to begin? That's the problem. So if they only need you for the minion, if you're the rabbi, and you have to daven with the first minion, then you have to be mechazik the minion. The rabbi is not going to daven with the minion, so the brother doesn't want to daven either. If you're one of the 10 people for the minion, then it's an idiocy, so you can't. But let's say I used to daven in a British shul. So I used to daven all the way back. A lot of times I would daven slower than they. I couldn't keep up with them anyway. So even if I could keep up with them, they're davening slowly this time of the year. Like they daven Shmon Esri before, sometimes they daven Shmon Esri before Hanei Sechamo. I would daven slower than them the doctors. I would say Shmon Esri, they didn't need me for the minion. They didn't see what I was doing. I wasn't a rabbi. I wouldn't make or break the minion. It's no, so for me it was awful. I could have daven so early. They had to run to work, so they had no bail. But for them it was a Shal Tavcha. For me it wasn't a Shal Tavcha.
I don't know.
Something missing in the story. I suppose it doesn't explain all stories. Why did they wait for that in time? I don't know. It must have been once in a while it happened. I don't think it happened every day. So let's begin. So what is the more place here? The more has Rabbi Lanot, I don't think Rabbi Lanot is every day either. Once in a while. Okay. Maybe when he visited in a different city, probably he wasn't to up there. He said that they were running away from the Crusaders, so they were always traveling from one city to the other. And the son must have been in Paris, that wasn't where he lived. He went into the town, so they didn't wait for him for the davening. But then what did he do? How did he figure out? So he lived in on the normal circumstances, the Talmud is davening at the same place that the rabbi davened. So again, the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim, where the Gemara, chayzer the Gemara, oyle chayzer the Gemara. The Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would finally come to daven at 9:30. After all the shiurim are over, then finally he starts to daven. So he says, Sukkadizim, and he says, Birchas Kriyashma, Lahitzid, and he says, Shmon Esrei. When he says the Birchas Kriyashma, does he say the three parashas of Shema, Vayayim, Shemaya, and Vayayimah? Does he say the three parashas? Or does he say, no, it's after the Zman Kriyashma. What will he accomplish? So that's the Machlokes Amoraim. Chayzer the Gemara, does he recite all Kriyashma later after the Zman? Or ain't that Chayzer the Gemara? So the Gemara has a dispute. Parkapara was a Talmud of the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Parkapara was a Patrick.
Why is the
testimony
that
saying
this is
saying
the same
Talmud? Yeah, there's other things to learn. There's nothing wrong. You're committed to say the question is, are you obligated to say? Are you obligated to say the second thought? How can you say he's obligated if he doesn't accomplish anything with that? He's not Krishna. He's going to learn before he's going to learn after. He has a share of Marsha. He's in the middle of his Marsha there. He's not really interested in this Krishna. He's going to get interested in his share of Marsha. So that's the question. Does he have to say the three parshas of Krishna? If you want me to say the Birchas Krishna, then you have to have the Krishna in the middle in order that it should have a meaning. In order that the Birchas Krishna should relate to the text of the three parshas of Krishna. Or do you say, no, it's after this man, you accomplish nothing by reciting the Krishna, and Allah says, La'ifidat brachas you can say, without the Krishna. So that's the Machlokes. So Bar Kapara was the Talmud of Rebbe, and Rebbe's son was the Talmud of Rebbe. So Rebbe's own son had a Machlokes with Rebbe's Talmud, what was his father's practice? The Bar Kapara says, in the Chayzer the Gemara. That's a good question. Right, on that test of the days. Right, that's what the Gemara says, that you do say the God's question is, but doesn't make any sense. So that's what the Rishonim explained in connection with that Gemara that we learned already. They explained that it's, let's say, I didn't say the Lulav on Sukkot. I didn't have a Lulav. I come on Yisrael Chagat Sukkot, I come to a community and I have a Lulav there. So it doesn't make any sense to say the Bracha on the Tilav Lulav. I'm going to say, you missed your chance. You can't say the Bracha Yisrael. Let's say Hanachat Tzion. I was waiting all day for Tzion. Now it's night time ready. Night time you don't put on Tzion. They don't say the Bracha. They say the Bracha Yisrael. You don't put on the Tzion. Doesn't make sense. But even by Kriyashma, the Bracha Kriyashma not only serves to spell out the themes of the Kriyashma. There are three Brachas of Kriyashma. Each one spells out the themes of each one of the three Parshas of Kriyashma. That's how the Rashba says. But it also serves as sort of an introduction to the Shemot Esrei. The Kozman that he still has the right to daven in the Shemot Esrei. No, I think Shemot Esrei is going to say. Yeah. He missed all of the Yom. No, all the shiurim were in the morning, and I guess everybody went to work or whatever. People are looking. Wouldn't say Shemot Esrei either. No, then he wouldn't say, you're right. And he doesn't say Shemot Esrei, he doesn't say, then he wouldn't say the Brichas Kriyas either. But I think the pshat is that all the shiurim apparently, all the public shiurim ended around 9:30, after the Zman Krishna as well. And now he's going to go to Dabin, so he's going to say Tzukkah B'Zimra, he's going to say Brichas Kriyashma, and he's going to say Shemot Esrei. So the dispute that they have is, when he says the Birchas Krishna, is he obligated, is it necessary for him to recite the three parshas of Shema in the middle or not? The Mishon Shulchan Aruch is a Shaila Mechaber. The Chaber recommends that you should do it. But the Parsha Pshat is that that's the Machlokes Amoraim. So Bar Kapara says, in the Chayzer the Gemara. He doesn't have to say the three parshas of Krishna, because it's after the Sofas not anyway, so he doesn't gain anything. And Rav Shimon, Bar Rabbi Yoyim, Rav Shimon, the son of Rav Yudan Rashi says, then what? Chayzer the Gemara. They had an argument, what did his father do? Could be. So they're going to try to figure out from logic. Amalei Bar Kapara Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, I'm going to prove to you that what? That the father... What? The Shlema Rebbe had a strange practice. When he used to say all these shiurim, starting from 5 in the morning, till 9:30 non-stop. He said one shiur, another shiur, and he had a daven, and he used to daven all the yechidas later, and he told him running. He had a strange practice. That in the middle of learning, he would always say over at the, see, when we learn, we learn Gemara, we have more than enough over here. And in this case, it's not consistent with 32 years and years and years. Then we didn't have any Gemara. So he was reciting the Mishnah about that. So he wanted to use a text sometimes, so he would take a Sefer Torah and roll up the Sefer Torah. He would read a parasha and start explaining this part is meaning good, and this part is meaning good, and this word means good, and he would dash on the word, and dash on the psukim. He would always see to it that sometime between 6:30 in the morning and 9:30, he would always mishup something in the Sefer Torah that says something about the Tzitzit Mishnah. That parasha is all over the place, so he would always mishup a din and leave a section that has to do with the Tzitzit Mishnah. So that's what Bar Kapore Tainus called up Shimon Bar Rebbe. This shame of it, according to my version of the story, the Amir of Zichzor, ain't the house of the Gemara that your father did not say all the three parshas again later. So if he doesn't say the three parshas later, all right, so the prosecution is smuggled in. Either the prosecution or the parsha Rishon of Adin, the right of Krishna, is smuggled in when he was rubbing his eyes, whatever, he said it somewhere in the middle of the world of Shur. But what's going to bring the Zichir to Tzir Mitzvah? So the reason why he would always see to it that he would read from the text of the Sefer Torah, a parsha that has something to do with the Chiyus is in trouble, and let us be able to that mitzvah, because later when he's going to say, Shukadizim, or Bruch, Krishna, or Shwanesri, he's not going to say any of the three parshas of Krishna. If it is my Krishna, he gained nothing by saying so. He wanted to say a parsha with Krishna and Sayyim earlier. The Shwanesri, the Didi, the Amin, the Chayt, the Gaimra, according to the way I go, the Amina Einachai is in Gomer that your father didn't say the Pashas later. So I understand higher than Mahadi Rebbe. That's why Rabbi Yonasi would go out of his way to recite, to read from a Sefer Torah, a Shmaitra. He would discuss the Halacha and read the Pashas from the Chumash to Israel Yitzhak and Tzvah. There are many Pashas in the Chumash that mention Yitzhak and Tzvah. So he'd always speak to it that from 6 o'clock to 9:30 he would read the Pashas in the Chumash. El Lidigach, but according to your version, you claim that your father, you think that your father said over all the three parshas of Krishna. He's going to say the three parshas anyway. He's going to say the Chiyus Tzitzis Mitzrayim anyway later. And the whole deal of Zman Kriyashma is only going to get to Kriyashma, that's the first three parshas. But there is no need for Zman Kriyashma and the list of the Chiyus Tzitzis Mitzrayim. What has it got to do? So why did Rebbe be Mahadith to say the Chiyus Tzitzis Mitzrayim in the middle of the Shia? Let him follow the Chan, the third parshas is going to say later at 9:30, according to 10 o'clock. Okay, Pasha Krishna. So it's a riot of my sheet that he didn't say any of the three Pashas later. So to this, the answer is, oh, really, not the answer to the Gemara. Mamla Lehadurik, question mark. Why do you bother to say a Pasha of the Chiyus and Tzvah is going to say it later? But Abshalom Bar Rebbe says, no, you're making a mistake. The din that you have to say Krishna is Mamla is not just till the end of my giving mess and never let my Wadama. That's what we're going to say, my giving mess. No! Till the end of Eben. The dinners, man creates my flaws even to the dinners, the chiyas, the chiyas, mitzrayim. That's shalom, why? That's what he answers to. They were hanchi, if he's in trying this man, no. There is a din, you have to say he's creash, he's creash and trying, and there's man of creash. Shalom, why should that be so? The bottom of the chad that is, so the shalom, I write to this dream, and say, you're the brother. There's no reason under the sun that should be the right thing. And that's what our salvation said, the name of Chaim, no. That the reason why he requires the chiyas and says he's trying to be recited during his man of creash, is because the Rambam's opinion is that it's not a separate mitzvah. It's not that you have two different mitzvahs. Kriyashma is one mitzvah and Kriyashma is one mitzvah. Okay. They interpreted that as perhaps what the Gemara means, that it's one and the same mitzvah. To be mekabel or malchus shamayim ma'idei zechiyot yitzhiyot mitzvahim. Like it says in the Torah Tadibus, Amlochi Hashem Rabtecho, Asher Tetzich HaMiyot Mitzvahim Beis HaRapolim. We mentioned yitzhiyot mitzvahim because from that historical event that we have a historical tradition. From our parents, from our grandparents, if that happened, but from that historical event, it was demonstrated to us, it was proven to us, that Hashem HaKeh, Hashem HaKeh, that it's really true. So it's really one mitzvah, the Hemshech of the same mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah of Krishna. So that's why you need that the Zechiyas of Tzitzis Mitzrayim should also be within this month. So he said it did. No, the practice was in the middle. He said non-stop shiurim from 5 o'clock to 9:30. Habishma, I don't think it was every day. On special occasions. So he used to smuggle in Shema Yisrael somewhere in the city. He would prosecution of Pashashana when he rubbed his eyes. And then he wouldn't smuggle it. He would always mission it because he would go from one pocket to the other. He would always be Mahan there. He would go out of his way to read a section from the Chumash and mention the Yitzhak and try and elaborate on the deal there. Right. But at least he said it during this man of Krishna. Pardon. Да, и только что от наших. Конечно, я не только что от
наших.
Нет, да и сам не тимор. Нет, да и не что сам не знаю, что не сам Кришна, а мы не знаю. No, covering the eyes, no. Covering the eyes is to have cover on it. That's cover on it. Cover on going past the Grecian, no, other than you just said. The whole Parsha Rishayma is, no, he says the whole Parsha Rishayma is the right, and so he would somehow sneak in, I don't know, the Talmud never noticed that he said creation. But he would miss for the whole Parsha Rishayma. I don't think he covered his eyes necessarily for the whole Parsha Rishayma. No. Each parsha has to be in order, no. Now that's what he said, the Rambam writes on that in that if you have the parsha that's out of order, it is good. You have to have first Shema, then Vayayin Shemaya, then Vayayimah. What if the Riyad if you said first Vayayimah, or you said first Vayayin Shemaya? So the Rambam says the Riyad if you say that parsha is not Riyad. The Rebbe used to smuggle in the parsha Yeshua and the prosecution whatever he could. And the parsha he sees in Torah. I'm also whatever he could, so sometimes it would be out of order. But so that's what the Rebbe in the Yoyim. The Rabban say that the second parsha is only the Rabbanan. Maybe even the first parsha after the prosecution is only the Rabbanan. And he only said, this man Kriyashma, whatever was Kriyashma, they're right. That's how the Rebbe Shabbat in Yoyim. I'm Rabbi Elbeg, Rabbi Shema Barmar, the Mishnei, the Rav. Look at the name of Rav. What happens if the person is, let's say, late at night? He's about to go to sleep and he's doubling by him. How much money is also on the station? And the name of Vishino. And he's so exhausted that he falls asleep. Yotso. As long as that's a prosecution, he's like, well, he's so asleep and he didn't doubling the rest of the doubling. So how does he answer? Does he show him in? What's going on? He didn't say, go ahead and finish my lecture. But 2,000 shows, go ahead and go to hell. I can tell you the same off of the Pasha of Shema. That if he falls asleep, after saying Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael is good. And what happened to the din that you have to say the two Pashas and the three Pashas? Yeah. Yeah. But he said, so what's happened? As soon as that they got my words and gave the gift of Krishna with the Shema Yisrael earlier, they just didn't say Krishna. He said, well, Zalazam Krishna. Okay, Krishna for the morning. Fine, let us do Krishna for the morning. So what's going to be with the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim? What's going to do with the Shema Yisrael? No. So the Rishonim explains, then as the Shema doesn't even fall asleep and he comes out and answers. Then as the Shema means that he's so tired at Lemotzer and he can't be in the cabin. He's mumbling the words clearly. So he says he's so tired he doesn't know what he's talking about. A lot of times people are so rubble to daven that they know how to daven and they don't know what the Rishonim is. That's how the old Rishonim is. The Rishonim is the Bayichas. The Lemachad. Yeah, the Lemachad at this moment. Right. So that's how all the Rishonim says, and then as Bishina does mean he fell asleep and he just didn't continue. Then as Bishina means that he's not Mechavim to Rishonim, but it's pronouncing all the words. And that's the old halacha that we had on the top. Halacha is like Raza, that we only require Kabbalah to Rishonim by the prosecution. Amalei Rav Nachman, the Dal Rabbi Rav Nachman told his servant, his Rabbi, whatever, but Tzuka Kama, if you see that when I'm saying the first part of the Shema Yisrael Shema Kedesh HaMecha, you see that I'm ready to fill the streets, so make sure you help me and wake me up, that I should be able to be Mechav in the Pirush HaMira. Tzaharan, be Mitzrayim me. That means keep me awake that I should be able to be Mechav. I would say, but after the part of the Shema, let the Tzaharan, as long as I'm saying the words, even if I'm clearly in a state that I'm unable to be Mechav in, so I'll leave it the way it is. I'm going to have the answer, but I'm going to say, one, I'm going to tell the other, Abuch, Echi Habi Yavit, what was your father's practice? Rabbi, what was your father? Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Wachaberim, so Rabbi Yitzchak asks Rabbi's son, do you know what was your father's practice? He said, my father had the same practice. I'm away. He tells him, Shukikam, I'll come inside, Ashe, he was only maxed to have Kabbalah Spirit Shaminus on the prosecution, and say, right out of the side, Ashe. That's not wrong, that you only need Kabbalah Spirit Shaminus on the prosecution. That's what he taught. It's improper to recite Kriyashma when a person is in this reclining position, in a position of Pragda. What exactly is Pragda? So there is a Makhlekes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, Rashi says what? Shekel HaGav laying flat on his back, upon of Lamaila, on his face up. The Rav Hashem suggests that he's not, he's laying flat with his face down, on his belly. So either position is not correct to be said. That's what I'm talking about. Both opinions are quoted in the Matna that it's not proper to be said because you first should not say Kriyas Shema L'Amikra. You have to go to sleep. So you didn't say Kriyas Shema L'Amikra while you're laying down in bed. You should stay in a sitting position. And after you finish saying everything that there is to say, then you lay down in bed. Yeah, we're going to talk about 16. We're going to talk. Thank you, Akash. The only thing that's prohibited is to recite Kriya Shema in such a reclining position, flat on the back or flat on the belly. But to sleep like that, Shapitam, you're permitted to lie flat on the back, flat on the belly. It's not true. So Rav Yudin, Rav Yishur ben Levi, Mayit, he used to curse anyone on the ground of parakeet, anyone who would go to sleep flat on his back or flat on his belly. I don't know if he knew that he would curse, he would be very machtic. He would get very angry and tell him that it's not proper. It's not midas ha'acheret, we shouldn't discuss. Rashi has one shot. Rashi learns shot, and he's laying flat on his back. So Rashi learns that the din only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. Shem is kasha evar v'tach shein masai. In the middle of his sleep, he won't realize he's in the middle of the rock, and good dog and I. Rashi learns that it's not a person sleeping without a blanket. Sleeping without a blanket. What person sleeping on a blanket? According to Rashi, there's no Yusuf. I don't know. We have the Rishon of Lanz Fakir, that he's lying flat on his stomach. So there's a reason why it's improper also from the end only, that it may cause him to be in his kashe vora, that he lays flat on his, according to the way Rashi learns. According to the way Rashi learns, which shouldn't be a problem. Anyway, but the Shulchan Aruch is quoted, that it's improper to lie either flat men, shouldn't lie flat on the back or flat on their belly. When they go to sleep, they should lie on the side. Which side? So the Rambam says, in the first half of the night, he should lie on his left side. In the second half of the night, after Chatzos, he should lay down on his right side. What is that? After Chatzos? Yeah, okay. So based on that, the prophet shot is because he ate. Because he ate, so the Gemara says, let the Hesed down, don't test the Gemara says, so you lean on your left side, whether you're right or your left, Eli Shlom says, doesn't matter, it's healthy to lean on your left side. So the person just ate supper a couple of hours ago, so he should lean on his left side the first half of the night. And then after he finished, so where's the shift to his right side? So let him sleep on the left side also. So the answer is not based on the prophet in the Hesed. If the Rabbi Shlom tells the Hesed, he should lay down on his left side, and then lay down, he should change the position, lay down on his right side. So the Rambam quotes that not only was that a Yah Shua to Yechad Kol Anovi, it's a problem how we're supposed to sleep off. A very sweet Rambam. When you go to sleep... I was told the story, I don't know if it appears in the history books and the biographies, that when Shabtai Tzvi was claiming that he was, whatever he claimed that he was, Mashiach, yeah, so many Rabbanim were trying to figure out whether he's on the level or he's a faker. So the Taz was one of the contemporaries. So the Taz sent his stepson, or he sent some of the family to try to figure out whether he's on the level or not. But this, one of the versions of the story is that they just walked in and he was resting. He was sleeping in bed or something, resting, and they saw that he was sleeping flat on his back or something. And they walked out and they came back to the Taz and said, can't be. But the guy's a fake. That's one of the versions of the story. Is that it? Whatever. So we must make Takashi. You need to tell me that the only thing that's wrong is if one recites Kriya Shema Alamita is flat on his back or flat on his belly, but to go to sleep like that is okay. If he recites Kriya Shema in his sitting position, anyway, then it's okay. I, Rabbi Shimon Levi says that it's awesome. Rabbi Shimon Levi, I'm on the belly apart. He used to curse those. He said it's hardly improper to lay down flat on his back. And so he came out of Amri, the answer is, he ignores far as sleeping, he's concerned just to lay down. If he leans, tilts a little bit on the side, he must reach up his knees. If he leans on the side, left side, right side, left. If he leans on the side, that's okay. But as far as he's telling Kriya Shema, mikro, if you say Kriya Shema, apagav v'nishli, nami osur. Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to say, not lying flat, not laying on the right side, left side, you have to sit up in a proper position. Thank you, Marakash, Rabbi Yechanan Masli, the Kari. Rabbi Yechanan used to recite Kriya Shema in a reclining position, but just he leaned a little bit on the side. And for the Gemara, it's just like sick people, you make sure that it's very difficult for the person to feel uncomfortable. To sit up in bed, that's the Rahmara of Pantra, the person is a chayil and a astro. And it's very hard for the person to sit up in bed. But they really need to make sure to recite Kriya Shema in such a position. Shani Rabbi Yechanan, the Babosa have it. Rabbi Yechanan was very, very fat. He was extremely heavy. But he's very, very heavy. So it was extremely difficult for him that he should sit up. So he used to lay down. Once he lay down, it was hard for him to get up. So he used to lay down and say, Krishna, a little hard. Even like they follow me, yeah, but it's not very hard, it's like to the Krishna on such a position. Yeah. And today's chapter, we read the way Yaita Babino requested of his son Yaisen, that after he dies, he should read to it that he buries him in Eretz Yisrael and Chedron, and then he says, and you know, you remember your mother died, walk a bite on the way, and Rashi explained that I didn't even bother to bury her, I buried her mamish on the highway, and I didn't even bother to bury her in the normal cemetery, so you have a sign of what, like the man, you should take me all the way from the Shrine to Chedron, and I didn't do for your mother. So he said, you should understand that you shouldn't have any tayum, that was off the Hadibah, the Rav Shom told me, I should bury you there, because when there will be the Chum Bayit Rishon, later we'll be going into Golos, and they'll be passing by on that highway to go into Bovel, so they'll pass by Kevin Rochel, and Rochel will be Mabakal, and I should be crying. Will be crying, so there's a reason, there's a good reason in Hashanayim why they wanted Rachel to be buried. So he shouldn't have any tarumas against him. So the Zohar has an interesting comment on this parasha. The Zohar says, who was buried next to Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu's most favorite wife from all the four wives they had was Rachel. But who was buried next to him was Leah. So the Zohar points out that there's a medrash, the Zohar has that medrash also, that Yitzchak had two sons. He had Yaakov and Esau. Esau was older. And Lavan had two daughters, he had Rachel and Leah. So everybody was saying that some of them are going to be mizrahi with each other, and the son of Leah is the older one is going to marry Esau, and Rachel is the younger one, the son she's going to marry Yankee. So for years and years, it says, hey, Leah, Rachel, she was always crying and crying. She doesn't want to marry Esau, she was davening to the Baruch Shem, that's Samsung. She was davening to the Baruch Shem, the Gemara, she was crying a lot to the Baruch Shem and Tila, that she shouldn't have to fall in the face of, she should be zoicha that she should be with Yankee for him. So her prayers were answered so much, that's what she always prayed for, her prayers were answered, for she not only was she zoicha, she was married to Yankee, she was buried next to him, because that's what she was always crying about that, she was bothering so much, she was mad at the Tila so much, so her prayers were answered 100%. Then later on after they got married, so right away, Leah has one baby after the other, after she having one baby after the other, and then Rachel Nebuch doesn't have any children, and then she gives the legacy, and the other has, everybody's having babies except for Rachel. What's wrong with her? She's just sitting there. So the verse says, no, she was down into the Baruch woman crying her head off. Why was she crying for children? So she was crying and crying and crying for years and years for children. So her prayers were answered. So she's still crying out of Yana Zeth to take care of her children. That's Rachel Nebuch. So the verse says, if you really daven, you daven every day quickly, you know, you daven. Contribution, we try contribution, that kavana to do it. We daven so quickly, we all know what we're davening for. But the Zohar says that a person really davening, and he's mad at the tefillah, and he really cries. Tefillah with the Gemara. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, that after the Chuzin Beit HaMikdash, Kam Ki Ezek Vasaveh, saw some tefillah, he was one of the Beit HaMikdash, is the Makam HaTefillah, so basically it's tefillah calling. After the Chuzin Beit HaMikdash, and the tefillahs are weaker, but the Gemara says Shari, even though Shari Tzvila was in the Shari Tzvila was in the world. So in other words, it's a higher level of Tzvila. If a person is really Nacham and is mad at the Tzvila and he cries, then his Tzvila is going to be in a trouble. Just like Rachel was in the power of strong, but children. And she still has that Tzvila. She's still taking care of her children. And Leah was in the power of her Yankim, and that's what she got.